Enjoy.
Hello, you're listening to WMFO. That's WMFO, Tufts University Freeform Radio. This is coming to you live from Portland, Oregon. I'm Lucy Melman, and this is my show, Naive Melodies, and I'm here with my co-host.
Me, David.
That is my dad, David Melman. And if you are new here, we host a series called The Portland Tapes, which, for those of you who are not familiar with this epic saga, this is my journey between my freshman year and my sophomore year at Tufts University. So, yeah, great to be here.
Absolutely. Fun to share the show with you. And we have a theme for this year, this show, yes. I should say. I guess there's a theme for
Hopefully
the year, too.
The theme for the year is just, you know, good year. But the theme for this show is 90s. So this week, my dad and I decided to go ahead and look at some great music coming from the 90s.
Yes, the criteria is it had to be songs that were released in the 90s. That
right.
was it. Pretty broad.
Pretty broad. The one, I think, stipulation was try not to do something too on the nose.
Meaning no Nirvana.
Yeah, meaning no Nirvana. That was pretty much it. When we say not on the nose, we mean no Smells Like Teen Spirit. Anyway, so our first song is Dropout by Urge Overkill.
Child, listen to me.
drop out ever since you've been 17. Yeah.
All right, and this next song is a song by Material Issue. This is Valerie Loves Me. The first time I ever heard this song was there was a person in my math class who was a grade older than me who made me a 15-hour playlist when I was a freshman that like completely kind of blew my mind and introduced me to a lot of stuff I had never heard before. It was very like worldly, and I felt, you know, as a freshman, I just felt so cultured to be in the presence of this mixtape. I was like, wow.
You've been invited into the circle.
Oh, this person was by far the most, cultured person who I knew in Orange County, which isn't saying a whole lot.
Hey now, hey, come on.
This person is awesome. This person was, when I was 15, I was like, this is the most worldly person I think I could ever meet, this 16 and a half year old.
Right.
And this playlist was like, wow. But yeah, so this is a song that was off that playlist that kind of blew my mind.
Valerie's dancing on the room above my bed, you know. All the world below to see. Valerie's leaving on a car. Such a shame she's not.
Okay, that was Material Issue, Valerie Loves You. I think the International Pop Overthrow album, if I recall correctly. Moving forward, we have Concrete Blonde, a truly great Los Angeles band, I think underrated in almost every respect. Their Bloodletting record was simply brilliant, track after track after track. James Mankey, the guitar player, is frankly a genius. Paul Thompson on drums from Roxy Music, that kind of funny to think of him going from Love is the Drug to this, and then on vocals and bass, Jeanette Napolitano, really one of the great rock and roll voices, in my humble opinion. This is Caroline.
I only wonder why I want
All right, that was Caroline by Concrete Blonde. And this next song isn't a song at all. This is actually a PSA. And if you're wondering, if you're wondering, God, what is this PSA about? Well, have no fear. It is my favorite little PSA, the one about the environment, brought to you by the Ad Council. Fantastic PSA. So why am I talking about it? Well, I can just play it right now.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Woo! Give it up for our PSA. Thank you so much to the Ad Council. Big fan of that little PSA. I play it a bunch because real big fan of that one. All right, Dad, whatever we got next?
Well, to keep the mood going, we're going to dip into Cat Power, the brilliant 1998 album Moon Pics. Chan Marshall is a genius. I think that's fair. And this song is No Sense.
You see.
All right, so that was No Sense by Cat Power. And we were originally going to play Liz Phair's Batmobile. Great song, I love a whole lot, and thought I am so excited to play this on the air. But my dad was unfamiliar with it, so I started, you know, I recorded it, put it on, did a little intro for it and everything. And then
you listened to it word for word.
Yeah, and I really took the time to listen to it, and it turns out there's a massive swear word, massive.
And interesting that you actually didn't hear it the first 100 times you listened to the song.
You'd be surprised how many times that's happened where I want to play a song on the show and I think it's completely clear, and then I like play it before I'm going to put it on and I realize, oh, I actually can't play this.
There's a word or two that
just is not, yeah, appropriate. So I thought to myself, I looked at my options here for playing Batmobile by Liz Phair. And my options were, don't play it, I can't play it. So we will not be playing it, but if you would like to listen to it, go ahead. Anyway, we're going to move into our next song. It's a great one. Please don't be too upset that you won't hear Batmobile while it's fair. This is Cannonball by The Breathers, and this is my Grams dedication. If you're new here, I have a dedication for my grandmother Grams each week. So Grams, I love you a whole lot. I miss you, and I hope I get to see you this summer sometime, hopefully. And if not, I hope that, you know, I'll see you real soon. Please come up to Boston and visit me. And this is dedicated to Grams because it's just a cool, hip song, and I think my grandmother Grams is just cool and hip, and I like spending time with her. Chop, chop, chop.
All right, the Breeders. Next, we have Folk Implosion, the offshoot of Sebado, and Natural One from the Kids soundtrack. I can listen to this song endlessly. I can never watch that movie again.
No, Kids, filmed by director Larry Clark in 1995, is the kind of movie you watch once and then decide that for your own health and well-being, maybe they never watch it again.
Yeah, that's about right. Amazing film, but once.
Very disturbing.
But there is the soundtrack, which is brilliant, and so here is Natural One.
All right, so that was Natural One by Folk Implosion. Great song, as my dad said. Great soundtrack from a pretty scary movie. Not scary in the fact that it's like a horror movie, just really disturbing. I remember being a kid and my dad going through his CD collection and finding it and saying, oh, wow, this soundtrack, it's a great soundtrack, but the movie is so disturbing. And then I, looked up the soundtrack whenever I got access to a computer and thought it was great. And then many years later, as a high school student, maybe like a sophomore, my curiosity peaked and I decided to watch it. And I will never watch it again. You watch it once and that's enough.
Because the kids are not all right, evidently.
No, not even a little. Anyway, this next song is This Music by Teenage Fan Club. Completely instrumental. I think it's great. It's got a great energy about it. I used to listen to it a lot driving home from, friends' houses or other events and stuff in high school. And it was just a really great song.
All right, next up we will go to Massive Attack, a track from their 1994 album Protection, best known maybe for the title song with Tracy Thorn from Everything But the Girl, but this instrumental tune, Weatherstorm, is just so dark, ominous, and moving, and it's been heard so much by now, one forgets what a completely new thing it was when it came out. So, Massive Attack, Weatherstorm. Thank you.
All right, that was Weather Storm by Massive Attack, and this next song is by a band called Cake. You know, they have a lot of songs that I think people know, or maybe they have not many songs that people know. I honestly don't know how well-known Cake is.
Probably depends if you know them or not.
Yeah. Part of me thinks this is like a super, super well-known band. Part of me thinks that maybe not. So I actually have absolutely, I usually have a pretty decent gauge, I think, of what is known. I have no idea with Cake. I feel like they're pretty well known.
Yeah, but you dig them.
Yeah, anyway, it doesn't matter. You know, anyone who listens to my show knows I don't always really care about going for obscure things. You know, I play whatever. So this next song is Daria by Cake. I think it's a great song, and yeah, I hope everyone else enjoys. It occurs to me now that Cake is actually a very well-known band. I don't know what I was even thinking that they weren't, but they were an extremely well-known band. They have a lot of really big songs. So please disregard what I was saying earlier. They're definitely a well-known band.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, all right. My dad knew that and sat next to me and just let me let me go ahead and flounder over there.
Your show, your moment.
All right, well, okay. Anyway, this next song is Just Like Henry by Dressy Bessie. And this song was made famous in a little film from, I believe, either 1999 or 2000 with the likes of Natasha Lyonne, RuPaul from RuPaul's Drag Race, although I probably could have just said RuPaul. I don't think that there were very many RuPauls. And Clea
as
Duvall.
As famous as Cake or
yes.
More so.
Okay. All right. Let it go. Clea Duvall, the cult camp film, But I'm a Cheerleader, which if you know this song, you know. I mean, if you know the song, if you know this movie, you know, it's a great one. If you don't, it's a great one. That doesn't change whether or not you know it. But if you're looking for a silly movie to check out, I completely recommend it. And it's a great song, and it's from a great movie. So here we go.
All right, we're back here on WMFO.
Yes, that is right. WMFO, Tufts University Freeform Radio.
We are recording this in Portland, Oregon, in an apartment. And one of the things I love about music is I can hear the neighbor playing some music, and I'm really curious what it is. Sounds kind of good coming through the wall. Our next song comes from Tortoise. We've actually had quite a few Chicago-based groups today. But this is Tortoise, the music collective, and the song is The Suspension Bridge at Iguazu Falls. Thank you. right, that was Tortoise. Something a little bit different as we start to come to the end of the show, sort of wind down gracefully. And next we'll finish with, well, it's our last song.
Yes, it is our last song. This is It's All Right by Patty Rothberg.
Burning in your ashes, flowers in my hand. Take the glass from which we share, return it into sand. Fantasy, your love's mirage, slipping through my hands. Knowing that you never follow anyone's demands, but it's alright, I know I'm gonna live. It's alright, I know I'm gonna live. It's alright, I know I'm gonna live. 'Cause I know you gave the best you could give. My senses was never really me. You've broken down my defenses and you left me in the debris. You know I close my eyes to escape you, but your face is all I see. This war is never ending and I'm never gonna be free. But it's alright, I know. It's alright, I know I'm gonna live. Oh, oh, oh. It's alright, I know I'm gonna live. 'Cause I know you gave the best you could give.
Okay, Patty Rothberg, It's All Right, such a lovely statement of will, the will to live, and very nice way to finish the show.
Yeah, and so this has been our episode, the 90s episode of the Portland Tapes, a subset of the Naive Melodies universe.
That's like the
bold to call
Marvel
a universe.
Yes,
yes. Kind of bold to call a universe. But anyway, you've been listening to Naive Melodies. Please check out our show next week. And yeah, this is WMFO, Tufts University Freeform Radio.